got a division opponent coming in here that has done a great job after a really tough start and put themselves back in the mix. So we're going to look to be 1-0 this week. And then worry about next week.
Well, the message is clear, if it hasn't been made clear already, that this season you guys are 1-0. It is week to week for you guys. I got the memo. It's week 13 now. But I talked to Matt McGloin actually this week, and he said everyone in that locker room is buying what you're selling. So what are you selling?
1-0. We need to be 1-0. Good for you. Way to go, Nicole. If you could add up, you know, it differently. I said that during the week. I said, you know, if we could put six games at a time on the plate, then we could talk about all six. But they come one at a time. And it's cliche because it's true. It's time-tested, one at a time. We have the Chiefs here at home, and we're super excited about it.
Let's talk about your other signal caller in Derek Carr. What you saw from him last week, especially when it mattered most.
Awesome. Yeah, really awesome. You know, you're talking about over 300 yards again, a game-winning touchdown. An audible on the play where he, you know, gives the receiver a little pump and the way they go. And it was great. It was just brilliant execution by a young quarterback who's got a real bright future.
A story that we just love here is that of Seth Roberts. He's going to be on the show this week. He had a big game. Mr. Clutch is what they're calling him now. I don't think he cares what his nickname is. I think he just cares that he's on the field right now making big plays. What are you seeing from Seth? And just a guy that has that jump from D2 to the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, for me, he's a great example of a young man who just came in and attacked it every day, competed every day. You know, you look at we draft the number one pick and we bring in a free agent and there are guys that are returning that were starters. And he didn't even think about any of that. He just thought about what can Seth do every day to be better. Went out, great teammate, working hard, practicing his skills. And then, you know, coaches started taking notice. And so, as we notice, we play him a little more, give him more opportunities. He's made the most of his opportunities. Really proud of him.
Yeah, the quarterback takes notice as well, telling him, I love you. He says, I love you back. So it's nice to have a lot of love when it comes to the quarterback and receivers there. I want to go back to you deferring the opening coin toss and what you saw from your defense, obviously forcing three and out.
Had to have it. Talked about, listen, we're going to play the probability chart. The probability chart says it is better to defer in most situations, and we did that. And I said, look, in doing that, we have to have a stop to start the game. We can't allow them to get momentum to start. Defense rose up, got it done. That's exactly how we want to go about it.
And while we're on defense, the importance of having Amerson out there.
Well, he's been great. You know, we pick him up midseason. He comes in, he learns our system, he starts playing right away. He's really just continued to, a little bit like Seth, you know, with the opportunities, he's played well, he's earned more. He's now the starter. He's doing a great job. We're really, really pleased with him.
Yeah, it is a nice plug-and-play. We're seeing that from a few of your players this season as the season has evolved. My producer here in the Silver and Black loves this line, and that's playing meaningful games in December.
Right.
But how nice is it for Raiders fans and just to be in this organization during December when it really, really matters?
Well, it does matter. And, look, we intend on playing. We intended all along on playing meaningful games in December. And now we need to do enough 1 week at a time to ensure that we have an opportunity to play meaningful games in January.
Have you noticed that the players maybe are a little bit more giddy or there's just more intensity this month? Or is it the same it's been?
No, it's been very steady throughout the year. We talked last week about being inspired. Let's make sure that we're inspired, that remember, tap into that, whatever motivates you. You know, each guy's different. Every person's wired different. Whether you're getting yourself fired up for a workout, whether you're going golfing, whatever you're doing, you know, you're excited to do it. Okay, so get yourself excited for this opportunity that we have to play together and play really good football.
Okay, so what do you need to do to be successful on Sunday?
Just play good football. You know, we have a good football team. We need to play good, clean football offensively. We need to be physical in the trenches, match their front. They have a big physical front. Defensively, we've got to tackle and force some turnovers. They've been five straight games without a turnover. They come in bunches, so here comes a bunch on Sunday.
All right, Jack, thank you. Good luck to you. We mentioned Seth Roberts up next. We talked to the standout receiver.
Just knowing that my mom and dad was in the stands watching me, so they gave me a relief. Like, you know, I got to get it, you know.